T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the WBBM All Local from News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM.
Our top story in WBBM, Mayor Lightfoot delivered a warning to bars and restaurants ahead of the 4th of July weekend. If they don't make sure customers are wearing masks and social distancing, she says she will shut them down. WBBM Steve Miller reports.
Mayor Lightfoot says she's told bar and restaurant owners this is a make or break weekend for you. She says there simply cannot be a repeat of last weekend when she says there were crowds of people lined up, many without masks. And she says to bar and restaurant owners, it's on you to enforce the regulations.
We're going to be out and we're going to be active and we're going to be looking. And if we see businesses that are flouting the rules, that are putting your profit over the public health and safety of your workers, of members of the public, we're not going to hesitate to shut you down. And if you are shut down, you're not coming back anytime soon.
The commissioner of the city's Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection, Rosa Escareno, says businesses often ask her, "What do I do when the patron shows up and they refuse to wear a mask?" Then, she says, refuse them entry. Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 FM.
Meantime, new numbers suggest Illinois is holding steady as it fights to slow the spread of coronavirus. Authorities last hour report 869 new cases in the last 24 hours, 36 additional deaths linked to the virus. The proportion of coronavirus tests coming back positive over the last week is also holding steady at a little more than 2.5%. And the number of COVID-19 patients on ventilators inched up yesterday, even as the state's total number of hospitalizations of coronavirus went down.
Will County is expecting a big surge in mail-in ballots for the November election due to COVID-19.
Charles Pelkey, the chief of staff in the Will County Clerk's Office, says a new state law requires applications for mail-in ballots be sent to registered voters this year to give them an option if they are concerned about exposure to COVID-19 at polling places. Pelkey says Will County is expecting the number of requests this year will shatter the previous record of 30,000 applications in 2016.
We are anticipating as high as 100 to 125,000 vote-by-mail ballot requests for the general election.
Pelkey says applications for mail-in ballot should arrive at Will County homes by late next week or early the following week. He says the envelopes are clearly marked so people don't mistake them for junk mail. Pelkey says Will County voters can also apply for mail-in ballots on the county clerk's website, as well as by visiting or calling the clerk's office. Jim Goodis, News Radio 105.9 FM.
A city council hearing on the presence of police in Chicago public schools is highlighting the sharp divide between aldermen on the issue.
Even the public comment portion of the council hearing pointed up the strong differences over the contract for so-called school resource officers. Darlene O'Banner, a parent from near Bogan High School, said she had no problem with the officers there.
Please listen to the parents and listen to the students and let them make the decision. It may not be a school up north, may not need a police officer, but a school over here on the south side, maybe far south side, Rosen, we may, each community, each school is different.
But 16-year-old Devin Bilbro, a student at King College Prep, wants to see the two officers there gone.
To me, they are there to intimidate the students from what I see. I believe that they would be more useful outside arresting criminals.
All sides agree the program has problems. The debate is over whether they can or should be fixed. Craig Delamore, News Radio 105.9 FM.
That's the WBBM All Local, updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news, traffic, weather, sports, and business, listen live to WBBM anytime by asking your smart speaker to play WBBM News Radio. You can also listen to WBBMNewsRadio.com on the Radio.com app and, of course, on the radio. News Radio 780 and 105.9 FM, WBBM. Oh, oh,
oh, O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Oh, 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 O'Reilly
Auto Parts.